Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Maria Ontiveros. I was reluctant at first to tell people about living on the Rock River because it's one of the Quad Cities' best-kept secrets. I don't want to be stuck in traffic one day asking, who told? So let's make an agreement. I'll tell you what it's like, and you don't mention this episode to anyone, okay? The biggest perk about living on the Rock River is the incredible wildlife right outside my door. When work gets monotonous, the randomness of nature always cheers me up. Here's a great story. One year, my dad found a dam that had been built by a beaver in a drainage ditch across the road. And so to prevent a pond from forming, my dad took it apart. The beaver came back and rebuilt the dam, so my dad destroyed it once more. This kept happening until one day my dad saw that the beaver had stolen one of his patio cushions and put it right on top of the newest dam. It was like the beaver was saying, "You mess with my house, I mess with yours." Another year, an otter kept coming by to eat his lunch in our yard. The whole area was littered with empty mollusk shells. One day I was walking through the snake grass next door, skeptical anyone would call it snake grass when it's so short. When three steps in, I nearly stepped on a little black snake. I don't walk through snake grass anymore. I rarely see the deer, but during the night, they eat the fallen apples from our tree. There's never a single one left sitting on the ground in the morning. I listen to the crickets at night, birds throughout the day. I've seen bald eagles circling almost directly above me, heard owls in the trees, and watched geese move into newly formed lakes after the floods. Ah, the floods. That's the downside of living on the Rock River, although it's quite an exciting mix-up to routine life. I woke up one morning this January and saw how high the water was, but didn't give it much thought until I saw it rise even higher within the hour. I packed my bags and my cat, moved everything off the floor, and drove through the water to stay at my grandparents' house for a few days. The river came up a few more feet after that, but miraculously no water came in the house like it has before. I think I was probably the only neighbor to leave that week. A lot of others congregated at the neighborhood bar, Len Brown's. That's a great Rock River spot. But like I said, don't tell anyone about it. We like our secrets.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.